United States government records show that nearly 68% of all refugees arriving in the country over the past 9 months are Christian. That information comes from the U.S. State Department. The acceptance rate represents a 16-year high for Christian refugees. Yet some Christian activists are unhappy about the latest numbers. They note that the number of refugees accepted is much lower than that of recent years. Of the 16,229 refugees admitted from October 1st to June 28th, 10,949 were Christian. They were mainly from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ukraine, and Burma. The Christian Aid Group World Relief is one of 9 national resettlement organizations in the United States. Matthew Sorens is World Relief's U.S. Director of Church Mobilization. Sorens said that he did not know a single Christian who is in any way consoled by the higher proportion. He added, "I think it's a tragedy for Christians, Muslims, and every other religion. Most every group you could look at is down at least 60%. A Christian publication, the Christian Post, noted recently that the number of Middle Eastern Christians accepted in the U.S. was very low. Catherine Freeman directs public policy for the Texas Baptist Christian Life Commission. She said that few persecuted Christians from the Middle East had been admitted in the past 6 months. She said, "I think it is also important to note that we feel the national slowdown in refugee resettlement is affecting refugees of all faiths." The Cato Institute, a research group, reported that Muslim refugee flows fell 94% from January to November 2017. In December, Cato said there was a 26% drop in immigrants and a 32% decrease in temporary visas for people from majority Muslim countries during that period. President Donald Trump spoke with the Christian Broadcasting Network a week after taking office in January 2017. Trump said he supported increasing the number of Christian refugees accepted to the U.S. He pointed out that the U.S. government had been making it very tough for Syrian Christians to be resettled in the country. He called the situation very, very unfair. But many activists working for refugees say the administration has not done enough. 17 Christian Syrians have been resettled in the U.S. since October of last year. Activists say that number is unlikely to change after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in support of Trump's travel ban order. The order strongly restricts the number of people accepted from Syria, 4 other Muslim-majority countries, Venezuela, and North Korea. Similarly, 22 Iraqi Christians have arrived in the U.S. since October 2017. At first, Iraq was included in the travel ban, but later removed. During the same period, In then-President Barack Obama's last full year in office, hundreds of Iraqi Christian refugees came to the U.S. Sorens of World Relief said religion should be considered as a reason for resettlement only if refugees are endangered in their home country. It should never be a preference of one religion over another, he said. The Trump administration pushed back on claims that refugee admissions are based on religion. It also disagrees that Trump's policies have affected levels of Christian or Muslim refugees. An administration official was asked by VOA in January of this year about the dropping numbers of Muslim arrivals during the autumn and winter months. The official said, "Our admissions has nothing to do with religion in any way, shape, or form." A State Department official said, "The slowdown in many places is a result of many different factors, including security checks and medical checks, and the number of resources that the Department of Homeland Security is able to commit." I'm Lucia Maloneg.